Amen. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah, as I walk along the way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, be my. Sing it again loud and clear. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, be my. Holy Spirit, move me now. Hallelujah. Make my life whole again. Oh yes, Spirit, over me. Spirit, over me. Blessed Holy Spirit, Holy. Hallelujah, make my life whole again. Oh yes, Spirit, over me. Spirit, over me. God. God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. Believe, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. It is well with me. I believe. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with. Is it well with you? Sing it loud and clear. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. It is well with me. Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, I believe it is. Let me hear the sister sing, is it well with you? Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Let me hear the brother singing it. Is it well with you? Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe it is well. Everybody together. It is well with me. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord, I believe. He made impossibility possible. He made impossibility possible. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rohi. Johan, I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. I've been to Calvary. Johan. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. Yes. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. The blood of the Hallelujah. Jesus, life has been. He made impossibility possible. He made impossibility. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah, he made impossibility possible. And he made impossibility possible. Amen. They say that a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Those four lepers from Samaria, they have been rejected by their people. They can't stay amongst human beings. But the proper human beings are hungry, no food. So they thought, what are we going to do now? We cannot return to our people, they call us lepers. At the front is Syria. Syria is an enemy. But if we stay here, we do not well. Let's move. And they moved. If they did not move, they would not have experienced their breakthrough. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Powers! To move to my next level. Can I hear your voice roaring like thunder? Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Power to move to my next level. Come upon my life now. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning before you. Wonderful God, we praise your holy name for our gathering here. What a mighty God we serve. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you for the signs and wonders you have been doing at the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry. We thank you for the volcanic but silent miracles. We give you praise, O Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for your power upon us. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for the protection of the blood of Jesus. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. Minister to us by your power. Let there be no one who will come to this service and go home with a plastic experience. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Louder, amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. The message this morning is titled, The Anointing to Become. The Anointing to Become. The Anointing to Be. In John chapter 3, the Gospel according to St. John chapter 3, verse 2. In that verse that we're going to read, stands one of the most profound words ever found in the Bible. Short, but very profound, very deep. If you don't look at it very well, you won't know that it's speaking volumes in just one sentence. One of the most profound statements ever made in Scripture. John 3, 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. No one can do it except God be with him. Except God be with him. May God be with you. May God be with you. May God be with your family. God is with you. It does not matter who is against you. If God is with you, it does not matter whether you are in the minority. As far as God is with you, you are absolutely in the majority. That's number one. In that same John chapter 3, this is why they call the Gospel of John the most spiritual of all the Gospels. Verse 27. Another very profound scripture. Very deep, seriously pregnant in John 3:27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given from heaven. A man can receive nothing except it be given from heaven. What a profound statement. Keep that at the back of your spirit. Now in 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 15. 1 Kings 19 from verse 15. If you're there, say yes. 1 Kings 19:15. This is God giving instructions to Elijah. Are you there? 1 Kings 19:15. And the Lord said unto him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Hazael had to be anointed to be king over Israel. It didn't matter what Hazael was before. He may be a road sweeper. He may be a shepherd. He may be a fisherman. But whatever he was, anoint him to be the king of Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, thou shalt anoint to be king over Israel. And then Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abemeloha, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. So anoint Hazael to be king. Anoint Jehu to be king. Anoint Elisha to be a prophet. Anointing to be. Anointing to become. Keep those two scriptures. Those are the two scriptures we're going to need. The first one said, a man shall receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. John 3:27. That scripture is pregnant with meaning. Number one, that scripture is saying you can obtain something without being given. You have it, but nobody gave it to you. That scripture too is telling us that there are three sources of gifts. Man can give you a gift, but one day he can repossess it. Can tell you, give it back to me. A man can give you a car. One day when he's angry, he'll say, bring back the car. A man can even give you a wife. One day he'll get angry, say, return the wife. A man can give you a gift. It can be repossessed. The devil too can give a gift. But the trouble with the gift of the devil is that it operates a primitive trade by barter. The devil gives somebody something, he takes something else. He could give you money, then withdraw your health. He could give you a promotion, but then withdraw something from you. The devil is not a free trader. He operates primitive trade by barter. And any food anyone has eaten from the table of the devil, you will eventually vomit it. And if the vomit that the person vomited is not enough, the children that are coming behind him too will vomit the rest. Then the third person who gives gift is God. God is the only lasting giver. The Bible says in Romans 11:29 that the gift and calling of God, they are without repentance. When God gives, he gives. This is what John 3:27 is telling us. All gifts received outside God is nothing, no matter how huge it is. If it's not God that gave it to you, no matter how huge it is, as far as heaven is concerned, you got nothing in your hand. It is possible, according to John 3:27, you thought you had received something. But as far as heaven is concerned, by heavenly calculation, it's nothing. Nothing. So a man shall receive nothing except it be given from above or from heaven. That is zero. Zero can manifest as something. It's actually zero, as far as heaven is concerned. But to you, a man, it is something. That's why I say John 3:27 is profoundly deep. John 3:27 raises the possibility that a man can obtain what he did not receive from heaven. He can receive it from the devil. He can receive it from a fellow man. That's what John 3:27 is telling us. John 3:27 is also telling us that heaven may pencil you down for something, but you may be something else. For you to become the desire of heaven, something has to happen. That's how we read 1 Kings 19. There was Azariah. Nobody knew who he was. There was Jehu. Jehu was just a captain in the army. There was Elisha. Elisha was in the farm helping his father. That is what they are. But that's what men made them. But in the calculation of heaven, Azel was a king who did not know that he was a king. Jehu was a king who did not know that he was a king. Elisha was a prophet while he thought he was a farmer. Until that oil fell on their head, the anointing fell upon them, they remained in the position they were not supposed to remain. So for you to become the desire of heaven, an anointing is required. That's the bottom line. Because heaven may say, this is who you are, but here you are something else. So that something is required to move you from what they think you are, what you think you are, what men have made you, to become what is written down in heaven. There is an anointing known as the anointing to be, anointing to become. The mystery of dry head. The mystery of dry head is something to confront acidically and aggressively. The psalmist said, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. But when there is no oil on your head, and the head is dry, at most you become what men want you to become. You become what your parents want you to become. You become what your enemies want you to become. But you don't really become what God wants you to become. That's why this world is a strange place. Only few people become who God wants them to become. Then to worsen the situation now, there are oil dryers. There is the mystery of oil dryers. They dry the oil meant for somebody's head. The mystery of the dryers, oil dryers, should also be confronted. Listen and listen to me very well this morning. This may be the money your destiny has been waiting for. There is an anointing to be. There is an anointing to become. I'm praying for somebody here. The oil that will lift up your head will fall upon you now. Will fall upon you.
We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. We fall upon you. In the name of Jesus. The power that wants to dry your oil shall fall down and die. In the name of Jesus. Sevenfold, amen.
If you are following me, say yes. No empty sack can stand erect. You need something inside that sack to make the sack stand erect. For you to get to a level where men cannot remove you, where men cannot embarrass you and disgrace you, an anointing to be is required. The anointing is the operational power of God required to make things happen. The operational power of God required to make things happen for and against. The anointing, according to Isaiah 10:27, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. The anointing is the yoke breaker. According to Isaiah 10:27, the anointing is the burden remover. This is a serious matter, beloved. Human ability is not enough to succeed. The Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. The Bible says, the battle is not to the strong, neither is the race for the swift. The Bible says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The first time I was in the courtroom, we were taken there from our secondary school to come, go and observe the proceedings in court. Just brought us in, sat us down in the court, and the court was in session. And they called the case. Two lawyers were there. There's one giant, fat lawyer. Really, really fat and giant. Unfortunately, that day, the other lawyer is one slender, slim, short man. So they started arguing. When the big lawyer talks, that tiny slim one said, "Not so, my lord. Because it is written in this section, this, what he's saying is rubbish." And he just said, "Yes, you are correct. Fat man will talk again." "Not so, my lord. He's talking nonsense. Because each time the big man stood up to talk, this small, tiny man just sat him down. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. By strength shall no man prevail." The battle is not to the strong, neither is the race for the swift. The fact that they say, "Get on your marks, get set, go," and you are the first person to get to the front, doesn't mean you will win. My former secondary school, we used to do a cross-country race. We run about 3 miles. They blow the whistle. Some jump at the front and start going. Some start slowly. Those ones at the front have exhausted all their energy. And sometimes by the time the slow ones get there, they find them lying on the floor. They are putting Allen Breeze Glucose D in their mouth because they're already exhausted. The battle is not for the swift, neither is the race for the strong. David, with the anointing, was able to kill Goliath. Moses, with the anointing, not ordinary Moses, Moses with the anointing commanded the ground to open and swallow his enemies. And the enemies of Moses became food for worms. May your enemies become food for worms. Elijah called down fire with the anointing. After some time, he called down water again. The man called water and fire from the same source. Then when the enemies came to confront him, he said, "Man of God, come down under the anointing." What did he just say? "Man of God, come down." "Okay. If I be a man of God, let me test the anointing on your body. Let fire come down and consume them." The anointing makes you untouchable. For it says, "Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm." That's why I keep telling you, if God has brought you to the mountain of fire, and you are listening to everything we're teaching you here, and you follow it to the letter, woe befalls any power that wants to challenge you. It's not prayer, it's the covenant. Anyone fighting against a member of Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry is just looking for his burial. As far as the person is listening to what we are saying and is following it. The anointing makes you untouchable. The anointing will work for you. It works with you. It will work in you. It will work through you. Then it will work against your enemies. The anointing to become. Now listen carefully. Very carefully. Whoever you are, however you are, you became it. You were a boy, you became a man. You were a girl, you became a lady, a woman. You went to school, you became a teacher. Then you became a lawyer. Whatever you are, you became it. The Bible says, to them who believe in him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. There is a power that makes you to become a child of God. You go to the university, they put some books into your brain. The book they put into your brain, the training they give to you is the power to become a lawyer, power to become a teacher. So there is power to become. But there are places, there are positions that no matter what you do, you cannot get there by yourself, by your power. There are places you cannot reach by your personal struggles. There are places you cannot reach like that. But then there is an anointing that comes upon a man and he becomes what everyone wants him to become. There is an anointing that rubbishes all obstacles and hindrances. They may put obstacles your way, no problem. But when the anointing comes, it rubbishes all those obstacles and hindrances. There is an anointing that set aside all bottlenecks and all evil patterns. There's an anointing that can change the rule for your sake, even if they have been following one regulation. But once the anointing comes upon you, because of it, they say, sorry, we changed the rule. There's an anointing that has no respect for impossibility. There's an anointing that brings honey out of the rock and oil from a flinty stone. A brother was driving across the expressway and he saw our signboard, Prayer City, where prayer goes on for 24 hours, connecting to the world to Jesus Christ through prayer. He said, this is serious. Let me go in. The man worked somewhere in an oil company. He said, let me go and pray. He got into the Prayer City. He said, as he walked in, entered into the world, I see somebody pour cold water all over his body. And he was excited. He went back to his company. He was number 12 along the line. All of a sudden, the union people started fighting. There was pandemonium in the company. The clothes at the company, there was fight. The union, they were against the whole of the management. It was so serious that the white partners had to fly in. So when the governor came in, they called the union people. What do you want? You have shut down this place for 2 weeks. What do you want? Said, we don't want all these management people again. The white man said, well, fair enough, fair enough. You say you don't want them. Who can we put there? They mentioned the name of that brother. So, that one is a man of God. He's a child of God. He will not maltreat us. That's the person we want. The white man said, okay, he's equally qualified. That's how, under the anointing, that brother moved from number 1 to number 12. I am praying for somebody here. The anointing that will rubbish your obstacle, the anointing that will disgrace your opposition, receive it now. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. There is an anointing that has no respect for impossibilities. There is an anointing that brings honey out of the rock. It's a rock. It's not supposed to bring honey. But once the anointing falls upon it, honey begins to come out. There is an anointing that will bring oil from the flinty stone. Flinty stone. So, two things. We need to receive the anointing to become. We need to confront the oil dryers. Oil dryers. Like I was telling you on Palm of Strangers Day. Hey, you have to be very careful. There was Jesus of Agege in this Lagos. Deceived so many people. Later, he claimed to be born again. His children, that in mountain of fire, doing deliverance. But meanwhile, he had destroyed so many lives. And if it's true that he got born again, finish. The thief, arm robber, on the cross. He was negotiating his salvation on the cross. After he had killed people and messed people up down here, negotiating with Jesus on the cross. He said, Lord, remember me when you get to your kingdom. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, today, 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 you shall meet me in paradise. Finish. All the people he killed,
has killed them for fun. So this is why,
if you keep quiet and you allow them to dry your oil or to kill you prematurely, it's your fault. You will not say mountain of fire did not teach you, or the colloquial did not tell you. Like I was telling you on Palmer Sinyanze, the Bible said the blood of Abel cried for vengeance, and God answered the prayer of his blood after he had died. If he had cried when he was alive, God would have answered him 10 times faster. But he kept quiet. When he died, his blood now began to cry. What's the use of the blood crying now when the man is gone? Any power that wants to waste, you shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Two things. The anointing to become. Confronting the oil dryers. You see, when that oil comes upon your head from heaven, a sentence from heaven follows it. And the oil will now work out your promotion and rearrange your life. The anointing redirects you to where God wants to put you, where your name was written in heaven. Not where you are on earth. It puts you where they put you in heaven. Many heads are dry. You need to command your oil to come back. Many people who are firstborns, they did not even encounter their oil. The oil never got close to their head. It was transferred and used for others. Many heads are dry and they lack oil because they do not make their head available where the oil will fall upon it. Some oil was available, but the head to put it was not there. And it's very sad. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. A woman was praying for serious breakthrough. And she prayed for almost 4 or 5 years. She would come early to church. She would sweep, clean the floor, do all kinds of things. One day, heaven said, okay, give this woman what she wanted, sevenfold. And an angel was dispatched to do that. It was that day the woman did not come to church. The oil was available, but the head to receive it was nowhere to be found. May you be in the right place at the right time. That's your prayer. Amen is very weak. The day that Samuel got to the house of Jesse, Samuel was crying because of Saul. It was an embarrassment. It was a disgrace. Me, a prophet of God, I anointed a king over Israel. The very first one. And the man has messed up like this. The Bible says Samuel could not sleep. He cried to the Lord all night. The Lord said, stop crying. I've rejected him. I said, but what's going to happen now? He said, take oil and go to the house of Jesus. There, you will anoint the person who will become king. And so when he got there, he asked for the children of Jesse. Jesse brought out all the children, and Samuel, if not for the anointing, put the oil on the wrong head that day. When he saw the tallest amongst them, so surely the Lord anointed this before him. The Lord said, no, look not at his height, for God looketh not as a man looketh. So it's not the one. His head had rejected the oil. So none of them qualified. All their heads rejected oil. May your head not reject oil. Oh. Now say, is there? No, that, don't you have any other children? Yeah, it's one. He's in the bush. The day the oil arrived in the family of David, David was not there. What a day to be absent from home. The oil is looking for you, but you're in the wrong location. And once the person is in the wrong location, it's a serious problem indeed. I pray one more time that you will be in the right place at the right time. As a prophet of God in this country, very good, highly anointed. He will call you, tell you everything about your life, everything about your life. One day, they ask him, how did you become this anointed? He explained that he was a student in the university and he ran mad in the class and was throwing things around. So they took him to psychiatric hospital. They gave him drugs. His drugs made him worse. The one that used to make people sleep for 2 or 3 days was did not even affect him. The hospital had to concur that this person will scatter this place. We can't concentrate with him around. Please take him away. This is not medicine again. Take him anywhere. So they took him to a crusade. 6 men held him. As they were entering into the crusade ground, the man of God was ministering. Man of God was ministering. That man of God, why he was ministering? Just said, tell the prophet to calm down. Say, Baba, he's not Woli, he's a madman. The people of the world had made him mad. But in the calculation of heaven, he was a prophet. So the man of God said, okay, bring him. Give him this bell. Ring the bell 7 times. Back in Jesus' name. Back in Jesus' name. By the time he rang the 7 times, he said, what am I doing here? How did I get to this school? I was in the campus. That was how he became a prophet. There are 7 prayers to pray with acidic violence and reckless aggression. These prayers, the Bible says, believe his prophets shall prosper. These prayers will pull many out of the valley of stagnation. Rise up on your feet. These 7 prayers, this may be where we are going to close this service. These 7 prayers, until I've seen things happening in your life, I will not stop you. Well, this is mountain of fire and miracles ministry. This is not mountain of dancing and wriggling. We're here for serious business. Close your eyes. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Anointing to become the desire of heaven. Can you shout it loud? Fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. There is somebody here who has to be praying this prayer. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. But I want you to do better than that. Say, vagabond powers, organized to disorganize my destiny. Can I hear you saying that? Can you shout it again? Vagabond powers, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Manaribo sopola kaya bo shenteraba. Something is happening over there. Open your mouth. This is not a money to negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. That your dreaming of sitting for exam is cancelled forever. And within 24 hours, your life shall change completely. Say, my head. Locate your oil from heaven. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and shout it loud. Locate your oil from heaven. Basati katila kayaba. Something is happening there. Receive the heart. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Making powerful progress. Oil dryers. Assigned to empty my destiny. Can I hear the sister saying this? Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Die by fire!
In the name of Jesus. Bopali katakiara. Ribona sentende kayaba shanta. Aha, 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 aha. Thou power of God. In the name of Jesus. Move. In Jesus' name we pray. Three more prayers. Aha. I have a strange word for somebody here. The Lord said I should tell you that that discouraging news that you got has been converted to testimonies. Also, I have another word for somebody. The Lord said I should tell you that very soon an unbelievable promotion is coming your way. Say, agenda of witchcraft to redirect my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Masatikarika ya Boshantia. Riba Bakatende Ketia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for somebody. That your scattered breakthrough has been gathered back to you. That unrepentant household wickedness that has pushed you behind, making your head to miss your oil, has been quenched this morning. The strange foreign powers that have been swallowing the breakthrough of that person, they have been forced to vomit them. Say, violent angels from heaven! Allah, attack every power caging my star. Violent angels from heaven. Allah, attack every power caging my star. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the seventh prayer. You will never regret praying this prayer. In fact, you will be glad you did. All dryers of my father's house. Can you shout it loud? Is that the loudest you can shout it? Die by fire! In the name of Jesus. Jesus, that's the power of God, that's the power of God.
Makate sataya boshenta.
Riba kasetende kaya boshenta raba. Masatakia karabo santa danaribo sopola kaya boko shente rabas ribo kapia likatanda. Enough is enough. You cannot continue like this. Something must happen. Something must happen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Sit down, beloved. Listen. Heaven saw Elisha as a mighty prophet, but earth made him a farmer. Heaven saw Jehu as a king, but earth made him a soldier. Heaven saw David as a king. Heaven saw David as a warrior. Heaven saw David as a priest. Heaven saw David as a musician. But earth kept him as a shepherd. Heaven saw Paul as a great evangelist. But earth turned him against his own constituency. 13 books of the Bible was inside his belly. Yes, he was busy pursuing Christians. Heaven saw Moses as a deliverer and a great prophet. But the earth made him a shepherd. Heaven saw Joseph as a prime minister and as a ruler. But earth decided that he was not even worthy to live. Jesus said, "The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him." It is also possible for the Son of Man to go as it is not written of him. May you go as heaven write of you. In the name of Jesus. How do we receive the anointing to become? Number one, you need to become a friend of God. Become a friend of God. If you are not born again, surrender your life to Jesus. That's how to become a friend of God. Two, prayerfully assess your current situation. Prayerfully assess your current situation. Three, determine that there must be a change. It's a determination that there must be a change. I have determined that there must be a change. So you have to join your faith with mine so that your story will change to glory. Four, pray to have your own personal Joseph's dream. Let God show you who really you are. When you realize who you are, you become very careful with your life. When you know who you are, you become careful about who to marry if you are not already married. When you know who you are, you begin to pray that that which you have seen should come to pass. Five, wage war against oil dryers, which we have been doing in this service since. And six, cry to heaven. Cry to heaven. Because the Bible says, a man shall receive nothing except it be given from heaven. And seven, barricade your head so that your oil will not be stolen. Barricade your head with holiness, with the word of God, with sanctified life, with meditation in scripture, with prayer, with worship. Barricade your head. This month, we have already prayed the prayer inside the message. We have more prayers to pray. Rise up on your feet once again. Say, anointing to become unstoppable. Come upon me. Before you pray that serious prayer, if you are in this meeting this morning, you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, but that is very quickly, very, very quickly, by raising up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, come to the front here immediately. We close. We can minister more to you. That is a power that stops a man from being what God wants him to be. That is a power that speaks limitation onto the footsteps of a person. That is a power that says this is how far you can go, you cannot go further. That is a power that challenges vertical movement. That is a power that when you say, enlarge my course, they will say, no, course cannot be enlarged. This is why you need to pray this prayer seriously. Anointing to become unstoppable. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, ask for that anointing. Anointing to become unstoppable. Come upon me now. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Now the recovery prayer. Powers that have stolen my all, return it by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray the recovery prayer. I want you to clap your hands as vigorously as you can clap. Amen. The Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Amen. Amen. As violently as you are clapping your hands now. That's why I want you to clap as I sing this song. Violently as you are clapping. Every yoke must be broken. I didn't raise it up. Every yoke. Every yoke must be broken. 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 Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Every yoke must be broken. Every yoke. Every yoke must be broken. Must be broken. Must be broken. Every yoke, every yoke, every yoke, every yoke must be broken. Every yoke must be broken. Sopola Kayabo Shendera Bokontayaba Ribo Soponda Kayabo Shendera Basantayaba. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
person.
Your hand. Loudest voice you can gather, you are going to call upon Jesus. Yoke breaker, Jesus Christ. Can I hear you shouting that? Move me forward by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, thank you, Jesus. Now begin to use your hand to clear the heavens over your head. Clear the heavens over your head so that when the oil begins to fall on you, there will be no hindrance. Clear the heavens over your head. Do it prophetically. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and thou wouldest come down, and the mountains will flow from before thee. It is time for God to rend the heavens and pour fresh oil upon your head. It says, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Oh, heaven! Pour oil on my head. Can I hear the sisters shouting it? Brothers, let me hear your voice roaring like thunder. Tear! Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, all that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and thou wouldest come down, and the mountains shall flow from before thee. Patela kaya bo shendera bo kopola katandaraba. Deribos upon the kentaya bo shentera bo kopola bakaraba. Deribos upon the kaya bo shentera bakayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord will pick you from where they don't know you and celebrate you. The Lord will move you from the back to the front. The Lord will move you from the middle to the front. The Lord will move you to a greater front in the name of Jesus. The anointing that has come upon your life this day shall pronounce your name and celebrate God's power in your life. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen.
Let us share the grace in fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy of our Lord, all the days of the Lord, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. 7 miracles healing, hallelujah, let's go.